Hello and welcome to Apartment 40, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
Strategically waited to take a drink of water until he had to say hi. We're here to talk about Season 3, Episode 5, The Box. I can't believe we're on Season 3, Episode 5,
by
the way.
Crazy.
It's going so fast. Before we discuss the episode, as always, we'll bring out the feeling stick. Joe, do you have a feeling stick?
A feeling stick for this episode?
No, Joe. Feeling sticks don't have to match up with episodes.
Oh.
We're literally on like our 55th episode or something.
No, I don't think so today.
Okay, great. Heather?
I do have a feeling stick.
Okay.
Since
I like how you say it like it's surprising.
I know. I always have to have feeling sticks. My feeling stick is on this podcast, we've referenced Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we've referenced...
Referenced.
We've referenced the Friends reunion.
We have.
I have not watched it. I'm not going to.
Okay.
But if you liked it or something, now, I mean, they don't miss an opportunity. Now, Cinemax has a Friends reunion documentary.
Mm.
It's a documentary about the Friends reunion.
I would watch that.
Funny.
You would? I'd watch the reunion, yeah.
I like true crime. Anyway, if you guys want to watch it, you can.
Thank you for giving them permission. I'm bringing a feeling stick that doesn't have anything to do with New Girl, but we all watch it, and I'm guessing some other people do too. I don't know. Have you watched The Hills this season, Joe? Or did you?
Just one. That's it.
That's all you needed to see.
So
the first season, I was like, this show's going to be so stupid. Lauren Conrad's on it. I'm going to watch it. This is so dumb. Fine. I'm just going to hate watch it. Watched the first episode, became obsessed with it, loved it, wouldn't stop talking about it, admitted I was wrong. So I've highly anticipated season two, and now I do just hate it, because I hate it.
Way too much Justin Bobby for me.
I mean, I'm just disappointed. That's my feeling stick.
Nice.
Okay, so let's get into season three, episode five, The Box. Before I give the Netflix description, this time we're going to have Joe go first with the Joflix description. We'll take turns every other time. Who goes first?
I think for this episode is...
A two-sentence description.
You can't change what you want to change sometimes.
That's
what this should
if you
be.
If you were in charge of the Netflix description of the episode, that's what you would say?
Because if you watch the episode...
No, we know what happened
in the episode. See that there's some change wanting to happen.
Is that what you name the episode?
Yep.
No, that's his description.
You can't always change what you want to change.
Ah,
I mean, we didn't give him parameters. We didn't say he had to mention what happened. So the Netflix versus Joe Flix description is Jess secretly uses Nick's recent inheritance to pay his long overdue bills, and Schmidt turns to a rabbi for help with life's big questions. I'm going to go ahead and vote for Netflix versus Joe Flix. Heather?
I'm a huge Joe fan, but I got to go Netflix.
Like he's Schmidt.
I know.
But Joe, points for creativity.
Yes.
Yeah, points for
creativity. And you'll see as we get into the show what I'm talking about.
Okay, sounds fun.
Guest stars from this episode include John Lovitz, who plays the rabbi, who is in A League of Their Own, The Simpsons, The Producers, about a million other things.
He's in everything.
Heather, would you like to take the second guest star? Because I know you're very excited about it. Okay, I'll take it. Kimri Lewis, who plays Keisha, who is in Single Parents.
Oh, that part.
You noticed
yeah.
that the very first time you watched the episode, because we
yes.
loved Single Parents.
She plays Poppy.
On Single Parents.
On Single yes. Parents.
So let's get into it. The show opens in the loft kitchen where Schmidt is torn up about if he's a good person or not, and he can't get anyone to say that he is. There's a knock at the door, and we see a shady character who drops a bag and runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's for Nick, and Jess is like, I got this. And the guy's like, I saw you say that.
Just really quick, I didn't like the opening scene,
mm-hmm.
and then I realized it was because Schmidt was sad.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, she says that, yeah. a handful of dollar bills.
Yeah, so Nick first says, is it a hand? I know it's a hand. And she goes, it is. Handful of dollar bills, y'all. And that's the opening scene. We see that Nick's father's estate left him a, like, lunch bag full of cash.
Yeah.
Not shady at all. And I'm shocked that his friends hadn't stolen it, actually. So now we're at the mall. We find out Nick received about $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
He's spending it like crazy on ridiculous stuff, like a portrait of himself.
And a massage.
The portrait is something Schmidt would do. That wasn't Nick.
I think that it was Nick because it's obvious he's something in him that just triggers bad spending and weird.
The photo shoot's hilarious.
It is. I wrote down he's doing the poses you do.
Oh, yeah, I do those you like do that.
Weird poses like that.
No wonder I liked it.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people that when they get $8,000, all of a sudden, boom, it's gone. Like,
yeah, they I know just, a lot of they people like that,
it just
too.
Burns a hole in their pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but Nick, it is out of character for him to go to get a massage.
Right.
Like, yes.
Or even he seems like he's not mainstream enough to be in a mall.
Yeah. I was shocked they went to a mall, actually. Yeah, that he doesn't hang out in a mall. You think malls would make him mad. The parking makes him mad.
You know what my other Netflix description was going to be?
Well, that's over now, but what, Joe?
Banking in a bag.
You just thought of that now.
No, that was going to be my
other one. I would have voted for you. I would have voted for Joe Flix if that had been your
description. That's Joe Flix. Oh, yeah, Joe Flix wins.
Yeah, like there's money on the line. It's not like he lost $8,000. So we find out that Nick owes Winston, $1,200, $1,300? But he can't talk to him about money. He's got to find a way to, trick it out of him, basically.
Did that happen in another episode?
No, there's another episode where they are. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was that much money, but they gambled. And he had written on Nick, you owe me, $200. Oh. Then he had, a list of all the things he owed him.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
Nick was like, okay, well, I drove you here, so we'll take $5 off for gas.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a running tab or it's still that tab, but good catch, Heather.
Thank you.
So we find out that Nick has put the photo of himself and the crystals he bought. Oh, so The Hills was relevant to talk about.
Oh.
Good job, self.
That's because Spencer and Heidi have a crystal business.
They know.
Well, so much of might not watch it. Yeah.
He put crystals up in his room, and he's going to keep his money in a paper bag, even though Jess wants him to take it to the bank, because a bank is just a paper bag with walls. Then he puts the paper bag in a box that's in his closet, and we find out that's where he puts junk and things he doesn't want to deal with, but Jess sees it's a lot of overdue bills. Mm. And you could tell her mind, the wheels are turning about a way to pay the bills.
Jess is nosing around.
So Schmidt is on a couch, we don't know where, talking about what a hard time he's having and how his tweets are extremely literal lately. And we find out he's discussing with a rabbi, and the rabbi's confused, doesn't know why he's there, and tells him he should think of the needs of others when Schmidt says, Heather, do you want to take that?
No.
Okay.
The rabbi says, were the girls Jewish? And Schmidt says, one Indian, one regular.
One regular, yeah.
Schmidt.
Laughing a little too hard at that joke, Heather. Okay. So he leaves there, and when he's walking, there's a man, a bike messenger, so a man on a bike, who gets hit by a car and is choking. And he uses, as he calls it later, Heimlich's maneuver to save him. And saves his life and is very pleased with himself and starts singing a song about it. And the guy's like, can you call 911?
Oh, that's so funny.
Then we see Jess is on the phone paying the bills and telling people that she's going to mail them cash. Seems like not a great idea.
Well, I like, on the bike crash, what maybe you don't see unless you have closed captioning. Is
take a drink.
Schmidt goes, wait, bingo. What are you, biking and eating?
Yeah, he gets mad at him.
That was funny.
It's that guy's
like
fault.
A teachable moment.
Although it isn't safe to ride a bike and eat. That is
no
decision
stupid.
Making. Yeah.
Especially in L.A.
Yes,
oh, I know,
true,
right?
True.
But also at that time, Nick has this huge sparkly frame around the picture of himself.
Yes, and that picture is there forever, the rest of the show.
Oh, it is.
It's always in the background of shots.
And in the living room for everyone to see.
I thought it was in his bedroom.
Oh, I thought it was
with the crystals.
The
no, that was definitely in his room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now we're in the living room, and Winston has put on a Brotherhood with Hearts display on the TV, and Nick just thinks he's just telling him how much he loves him, but he realizes that he's trying to get paid back, and Nick goes crazy, which makes no sense because he owes him that money.
Right.
And he goes, I get a little bit of money, and you come slipping out of the woodwork. Instead of woodwork.
Like
woodwork.
He's not there every day.
I know. He says, Jess gets it. She would never try to do anything with my money. And he leaves because they encourage him to go drink to blow some steam off. Jess runs into the bedroom, tries to unsort the bills, and Winston catches her, finds out that she went through the box, and she says, did Nick lose a Mercury Cougar or lose a car? We find out he did, and Winston's like, look, if you pay me the money that Nick owes me, I won't tell him what you did. Disappointed in Winnie B.
Winnie, we don't blackmail friends.
No, we don't. Now we're at the bar where Nick's getting drunk, the bar where he works. And he says that money is just some paper a king on a mountain said was worth something. And he understands gold because you can make jewelry out of it. There's a drunk guy just saying nonsense. And Schmidt shows up and says what you should do is give it all away to charity. That's what we do in my religion.
Right.
And says, now I saved a life today. Would you like to tell me I'm a good man? And Nick just completely ignores him. I mean, for the love of God, someone just tell Schmidt he's a good guy. He just did something wrong. They finally do at the end.
Because he is a great guy.
Not a great guy at this point.
Who among us has never made a mistake?
I've definitely never dated two people at the same time. That's not a mistake. That's like an intentional bad thing to
do. If two people at the same time wanted to date me, I don't know what I'd be in shock.
You're painting yourself in a great light this episode, Heather.
No, because I'm a little different.
Okay, so Jess goes to, I don't know, where do you pay parking tickets? The city office? And says she wants to unpay some parking tickets. She mailed them in cash. So, Kimberly Lewis, who's playing Keisha, says, okay, so you want me to keep an eye out for your boyfriend's money and then call you when it gets here. Let me put your number in my phone. And just like, I haven't given it to you yet. She's like, yes, you did. That's such a standout. I don't even know if that's a cameo because I'm not sure if she was, like, famous at that point. But it was, that part's always stood out to me.
Well, the best line.
Customer service people do that. Like, yeah, we'll call you. No, we have your number.
Yeah.
The best line before she even goes out is when she's telling, I think it's Winston and Schmidt, oh, well, bill collectors are reasonable people, right?
I wrote that down, too. I wrote that down.
I'll just ask for the money back.
Yeah. Bill collectors are reasonable.
But I like how they put it in question form, the writers did. There's not a reasonable bill collector in this world.
Like, what I don't understand is that Jess is freaking out because Nick said, oh, Winston gets it. Did she not think he was not going to notice a couple thousand of the 8,000 went missing and all his bills were gone? Like, how did she see this ending?
I know. Well, maybe because he's so scattered.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So she comes back to the house, and Nick says that he's about to give Winston his money back, or she runs with a box, doesn't know what to do, hides under the bed, admits what she did, which is go through the box and pay some of the bills, and Nick is very mad. But before we get into that, Schmidt's at the hospital visiting the man he saved, who shares with him he'll never be able to ride a bike again, so there goes his job. But Schmidt's like, yeah, am I a good person?
Right.
So the guy eventually relents and says, like, yeah, I guess you're a good person. But the guy next to the bike messenger was hit by a bus while holding a bake sale for cancer kids.
Yeah.
And Schmidt's like, well, that's a really good person. And that's when the bike messenger said, bad things happen to good people all the time.
And then he said, what do you know, you idiot?
Yeah, isn't that when he told him he was eating and riding a bike? Or no? No, that was earlier. You're right. So then I love scenes of Schmidt running for some reason. He runs so extra.
Yeah.
So he's running, extra. But we don't know where yet because we're back with Nick. And he's angry and saying to Jess, when are you going to stop trying to fix me? And this is what I'm talking about. I never noticed before from the minute they got together till the later episode where things fall apart that almost every episode there is a really prominent issue with the two of them together.
Yeah.
I'm always like, it doesn't make sense. It does make sense.
It's a nice continuum.
She asked him, did you once start a corporation? Do you have a lifeguard certificate? Do you know you haven't paid taxes? But he's not going to until gay marriage is legal everywhere, and he stands by that.
Right.
Makes sense. One has to do with the other.
That cracked me up, actually.
Yeah, it was very funny. Because at the time, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were like, we won't get married until gay marriage is legal everywhere. And then a couple years later, their kids were like, we want you to get married. And they're like, okay.
And now they're divorced.
Exactly. A lot can happen.
Good job, Brad.
In a couple seasons. So, then Nick says, well, I'll help you. Two can help. And does a really bad analogy about dancing and two people. Finds her night peanuts. Makes fun of her Bobby's pins. You need Bobby's pins to put your hair up?
Ooh, and then he goes after the purses.
No. First he says, what's up with all this yarn? Are you knitting a mansion? Then goes over her vintage purse collection, starts throwing them out the window, and shares, Joe, let's hear you chime in on this one. All men want is for their girls to have purses that are sleek and covered in gemstones.
As they walk by you in an alley.
With a saxophone playing.
With a saxophone
playing. Is that accurate on a scale of 1 to 10? What are you going to
give that? Well, I mean, I don't know if that's accurate. We don't pay attention to purses.
That's what I thought.
I was going to say.
Except for when Joe, before we dated, would say, your purse matches your shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's about it.
When
I mean,
you're trying to romance
maybe my
someone.
Purse already had gemstones.
I mean.
It was the early 2000s.
I mean, nobody looks at a purse and go, I want to date that person.
Right.
You know, even but though purse might, is in person, but I'm just saying, you know.
It might enhance, like, if their purse matches.
Maybe
that
enhances
the
look.
Overall appearance.
Yeah, like getting your nails done.
But we don't pay attention to accessorizing.
Okay, so no gemstones.
But not only that, but the funny part of that scene is that as he's throwing them out, she's like, no, I paid a nickel for that.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
And it looked like it was about worth a nickel.
All the purses were out of, like, the thrift shop.
The thrift store.
And
you can tell.
Well, they're vintage, yeah.
Yeah.
So Nick's definitely getting carried away. That's when Jess walks away, writes him a check, hands it to him. He notices it's, like, what, a baby horses that are best friends. What else can you get on checks? And she just walks out.
Goes back to her farm animal check.
It does.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
I gave
nice.
The
no, but that whole scene is about Jess trying to change Nick. And Nick told her, you're not going to change me.
And why are you?
Thus, the Netflix description comes into play here. Because
that's the Joflix description.
That's what it was. She's trying to change his spending habits and the way he pays bills and reacts to everything and just puts everything aside.
Right.
And he's like, you're not going to change me. This is who I am. And that's it.
So your Joflix description holds up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it was the same with Winston. He was trying to change. You know what I'm saying?
He was trying to change Nick.
He was trying to get his money back.
I think
he knew that Nick doesn't react to that very well. And so when he did, Nick was like freaking out. And then there was a change in Schmidt. Schmidt is trying to change his behavior because he wasn't a good person with all his relationships.
Oh, so change.
He's going to the rabbi to change, but you can't always change what you want to.
Right.
Because it's somehow innate in Schmidt's personality to look out for Schmidt.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, just like, I don't know if it was this episode. No, it was a different episode. But he's like, I got to meet at 8 o'clock, so I got to get there at 7:45, put all the chairs down. You see, he does that kind of stuff for him because of his OCD. Mm-hmm. Even though you think it's for other people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Most of the times, his helping other people is self-serving.
Self-serving.
I don't think Schmidt was trying to change in this episode. I think he was being himself and trying to get someone to say he was a good guy, not do the work and get the bribe.
But he wouldn't have went to his rabbi if he wasn't trying to change.
True. And he may not have saved the guy's life.
Yeah, a lot of times.
He definitely saved his life.
A lot of times you go to a priest.
He may not have.
Oh, I think he would have done that.
You go to a priest in confession or a therapist if you want to change certain things about you.
I think he was looking for answers. I don't think he was looking for change.
Yeah.
Because then he shows up at the rabbi's bar mitzvah class, freaking out, screaming, yells YOLO on his way out, saying nothing matters.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. And then we see Heather's favorite character outside, Dave, who's caught all the purses. They're all his now.
He's one of my my favorites, Tran.
When Jess gets a phone call from the bank saying that there's a man there trying to open a checking account with a check from her and a paper bag full of money. She shows up at the bank and he says, I would do anything for you, Jess. They make up and the bank person's like, okay, that'll be an $8 processing fee. Nick's about to go postal but stops and then Jess goes postal for him.
Yes.
And is like, what's a bank if it's not just a paper bag with walls? And the bank lady goes, you're making some really good points. Waves the $8 fee, so they win, and everyone lives happily ever after for this episode. But before that, we're in the loft with Winston and Schmidt, and Winston says, you're a good man. You just did a bad thing, and you need to do better. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you this gift, which was a candelabra that he spent all the money Nick paid him back on.
Yeah.
And Schmidt's like, I'm going to hide it in a closet so robbers can't find it. And then asked him if he rubbed it to see if a genie would come out. And he said yes. And I love when he asked Winston, if a genie came out, what would you wish for? And he says, more candelabras. And like giggles.
Yes. And then he goes, I rubbed it a bunch of times.
Yeah, when he asked him how many.
But that sounded like an ad lib to me.
I think so. Yeah, especially that ask for more candelabras. And that's the end of the episode. So we're going to go with favorite Jess look. Joe, I know you don't like when I ask you this, but I'm going to anyway. Do you have a favorite Jess look?
I tried to pay attention, and I don't know if it was this episode or another one, but she has a pink bow tie on.
That was this one, I think.
Over a shirt. And it looks like it's on the shirt that's over the shirt, or is it part of the shirt?
I think it's part of the shirt, and it had a skirt. I don't know if that was this episode or not, though, because we watched a couple in a row.
Yeah, so I'd say that one was pretty funny.
Heather, favorite dress look?
My favorite, and this is exciting, is the white and black sundress with the pleated skirt.
Yeah, I like that one too.
And I'm going to make a possible prediction here. Mm-hmm. That may end up being my favorite of the season.
That's just crazy.
That's how much I liked it. That good. Yeah. Well, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
I didn't have a favorite dress outfit, but I did have a favorite dress hair. I love when she does her hair half up, half down. She pulls it off so well because she has so much hair. And that was the hairstyle she had at the mall. For best dressed, I had no one. What about you guys, Joe?
For best dressed? Yeah, yes. Nobody.
Heather?
Let's see here. For best dressed, I had Outside Dave
with the purses. Good one. I wish I would have thought of that. That brings us to favorite Schmidt moment. Mine is when he's rescued the guy and then starts singing and praise. And the guy's like, can you call 911? And I have a $0. I have a zero on the jar count. Heather, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
When he says one Indian, one regular.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Joe?
The Schmidt moment?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was a combination with Nick where he's like, oh, it's a Shotsky to give away money in Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. He called it by the wrong name.
Yeah. And then Nick called it by the wrong name when he's like, oh, I was just doing a Shotsky. And it's not what the word was.
Yeah.
But when he was teaching them all that stuff. And any Jewish scene is hilarious with Schmidt. Because I'm still trying to figure out, is he Jewish in real life?
Max Greenfield? I think he is.
I don't know. Because he knows a lot about the Jewish culture.
Well, his character does.
The writers do. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just funny when he goes into that. Because people don't understand it, but they try to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's funny seeing Schmidt do that with all them.
So speaking of funny, that brings us to our favorite or funniest moment. I've already shared mine, which is for sure Winston wishing for more candelabras, buying a candelabra with that money. That whole thing was so ridiculous. Heather, what was your favorite or funniest moment?
Well, my favorite was Nick saying to Jess in the bank, I'd do anything for you,
Oh,
Jess.
That's a good one.
Really touching.
Good one.
And then the funniest was Jess and Outside Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And also Nick making fun of her things.
Like Bobby's pins.
Bobby's pins.
Night
yes.
peanuts.
Yes.
Joe, favorite or funniest moment?
Oh, in this show?
Well, I hope you know what show we're talking
has
about.
Has to be the bedroom scene when Nick's throwing out all the purses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Same as Heather then.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
hilarious, yeah.
Now that brings us to Honey Roast Award for the best character performance. I am giving it to Outside Dave.
Ah.
I hate to copy Heather, but yes. It was just a nice little quick part of this episode. I liked how he said, I'm going to use this one to keep shells in or something for
yes.
you. Heather, what's your Honey Roast?
Well, no need to ask me because I promised if Outside Dave, Tran, or Remy was mm-hmm. on an episode, mm-hmm. they get the Honey Roast. So Outside Dave, love him, but I give a nod to Future Nick.
Future Nick?
Do I have the wrong episode?
Yeah, there's only one Nick in this episode.
The old guy who's Future Nick?
Oh, that's not Future Nick. That's just another old man at the bar.
Oh, okay. So I'm
similar looking.
Good job, yeah. Hevs.
Okay. Joe, Honey Roast Award for this episode on this show?
I would say for this one here, it's kind of tough because it's between Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And Schmidt.
Okay.
But I would say probably Nick. Because for him coming around, you know what I'm saying?
Like changing. Started,
yeah, he had a hard line about it. Hard line about banks, then he ends up in a bank.
Yeah.
You know.
And then Jess concedes.
Yeah, and it's such brilliantly written by the writers. Because mm-hmm. banks are like that. Everything's a processing fee.
Oh, everything.
Everything yes. has a processing fee.
Yeah, that's day. True. Yeah.
And all in the old days, you know what that's called? That's called the cost of doing business.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? When your secretary has to write something down.
Yeah.
You know, and banks, even today, banks are, they don't want you coming in. I go into a bank every week, twice a week I go into banks.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, one teller. There's really? Only one teller in banks now. That's it. They don't want you coming in
Maybe
there.
Maybe that's an Arizona thing.
Even if the line's 5-6 deep, 10 yeah. deep, 15 deep. I've seen it all. I just walk out when it's at. But
yeah.
they don't want you coming in. And if you don't do a certain amount of transactions mm-hmm. on the internet, mm-hmm. you get charged monthly.
Well, you're a business. Oh. You don't yep. need any transactions on the internet.
Yep. You do all kinds of transactions. You transfer money. You do all these other things.
I thought you meant like electronic
right.
deposit.
Right. And then they don't want you coming in and getting change, so they limit the amount of change you get.
Really?
They are a bank. That's like their job.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That
it's
is crazy.
Absolutely crazy. So I
you join a credit union instead.
I can totally relate to Nick there.
I went to Bank of America, and I never go inside a bank. I literally was in line like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They had three tellers, but still. I mean,
COVID
literally.
Yeah. That brings us to bears. I caught none. Did you guys catch any bears?
No.
Joe?
No.
Okay. And that brings us to discussion questions. I am going to start because this one's been bothering me a lot.
Okay.
If Nick's dad left his estate's money to him, shouldn't he have called his mom and his brother? Even if they wanted some of the money.
Well, I thought they all got their own inheritance.
Well, there was no paperwork, so we definitely don't know that.
So I think it was $24,000 divided by three.
Is what you think. But Nick's dad lived in a whole different state. I don't know. I feel like the right thing to do, and he's supposed to be so responsible when it comes to his family and take charge, or kind of like to touch base with them, not immediately go to the mall and spend all the money.
Maybe he touched base with them when we didn't see.
Off screen. Yeah. Yes. Joe, do you have a discussion question from this episode? Not about banks.
Well, I mean, I wonder if anyone's ever tried to change someone.
Oh, yeah. Good question,
and
Joe.
It always is. Because it's never really the guys changing the girls.
No.
I've never seen that where you've tried to change someone. Like, I've never had a girlfriend that I had to change.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's not your personality though.
They do change everyone. Every relationship I think
changes
I've been
you.
In
yeah.
right.
changes me in some part. And then
right.
the one that ultimately changes you, that's what they call the keeper, right? The one that can ultimately change you.
Oh.
If you get one of those guys, that's the one you keep. You
is that why
I'm
we
saying?
Didn't work out? Because I tried to change you into showing up places on time and you wouldn't, so that's
and
why
now
you
I do
laugh.
Though. But I do now. But I do
what?
Now.
What? You were 30 minutes late today.
Yeah. I wasn't late.
You were
doing
you were
stuff.
Communicative
you
about
were
the lateness.
Yeah.
Doing stuff. Yeah. But I like people who accept me as I am.
Yeah.
But his question is.
It is. And that's the thing is you can't change what don't want to change either, right?
Right.
So
right.
if people don't want to change, you're not going to change them. And you're right. You just have to accept them. Because
right.
But when you say, well, I don't want to change the way I am, but you're a good person.
Yeah.
You know, you're eccentric about certain things. You have passion for certain things.
Right.
Everybody has that.
Right.
We're talking about change where you don't want to pay your bills.
Right. Yeah.
you know?
The things that needed to be changed.
Yeah.
And you want to take $8,000 and buy rhinestone pictures.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
they were crystals.
Yeah. So have you ever had to change anyone that extreme that we're like, oh my gosh, this person needs a total overhaul?
Yeah.
Well, I can't like cite any examples except for in all the time I've known you, I have tried to not change you, but just like really get you to go places on time. We all remember the story of how I was an hour and a half late to being induced to having to... for our son to be born because Joe got in the shower at the time he was supposed to be driving me and then drove through Del Taco as I was vomiting on the way. I'll tell that story as many times as I can. So I never tried to change Joe except for that one aspect. But we all have our things, and my thing is being on time and not wasting other people's time. It drives me insane. But no, I don't. I like meeting new people and seeing like different things about them. Heather?
The first boyfriend I had in college, I tried to change him mostly to make
you
him...
dated like criminals, so obviously
yeah.
You
no, this
yes.
one wasn't really a criminal, although he did keep a loaded gun in our store. And
Heather,
I know, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
But I tried to change him to be a nice person, and I worked so hard, and it didn't work. So I learned a lesson.
Yeah,
you know, if they have something about them that makes me that crazy, especially if they're my age and they've done it this long.
Yeah.
Nobody's changing anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would like to share that Heather's dog Sprinkles is here, and she obviously doesn't want to change Joe because she's fallen asleep on his foot like it's a pillow. It is the cutest thing I've ever
seen.
She's
just like our listeners. She's completely obsessed with Joe.
Heather, yeah. Heather, did you have a discussion question?
Yeah, I do. Well,
it's
one
impressive. Yeah.
One was Joe's. So great question.
Joe.
Yeah. Okay, this is just a quick, easy one.
Uh-huh.
Is your filing system closer to Nick or Jess?
Jess, I'm very organized. When I worked in, I worked at a baseball stadium in high school, and then my first year of college, the receptionists left, and they were like, oh, do you want to come do it? You know, not full time, but all the hours weren't at work, basically. And I did. And so I had to learn how to like file stuff and make files and make a system. And so then I just always do that now. And I don't understand why everybody doesn't.
In your home and your office?
No, not in my office. Ironically, I throw everything in a bin and just hope I don't need it again. You've seen that. At home, it's very organized because that's important stuff. But now everything's on the internet. So you don't really need that much, but the few things I do need, I have an organized file box. Joe, how's your organizational system, I wonder? Is it more like Nick's?
Well, you know, I've had jobs that are jobs of a million details.
Okay.
You know, when you run stadiums and arenas, you'll have 40 different invoices from 40 different companies, and you got to keep track of everything and what's paid and what's not paid. So you become a spreadsheet guru. So I would say
the
knowledge of Excel spreadsheets is essential, and I still use them to this day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you use them now?
Businesses. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't transitioned to QuickBooks or anything like that because I'm just not comfortable. I like my spreadsheets.
Yeah,
you know?
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah. But so I have gotten organized better after becoming my own boss and having to keep everything straight and know where everything is and everything else.
Because you're going to have serious consequences if you don't.
Yeah, but I also employ about 30 teenagers, and there's nothing organized about them.
I mean, you
just put something somewhere, and next time it's on a top shelf in the corner, and you're like, what is that up there doing up there? How did that even get up there?
Yeah, it's fun to watch Joe interact with the teenagers at work. Oh, hey, I have a Joe story. So for all of those of you, Joe looks devastated just talking about those teenagers.
I know.
He looks suddenly exhausted.
I hope they don't listen to the podcast. So I have a story about Joe. Two stories about Joe organizational skills. The first is when I worked with Joe, he would pretend not to know how to use the fax machine or the copy machine so that people would do it for him. So he'd go and like press all the buttons and be like, I don't know what's happening. I broke it. So you'd have to jump up and be like, for you, Joe.
That's actually an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's also an episode of My Life with Joe. The other one is, so we worked at, I've said 1,000 times now, a baseball stadium. Drinking game. Yes, that would be a good drinking game or bingo. So you, we have a shared drive where the contract would be, and you take the contract from the shared drive, open it up, do a save as, and then type in like, you know, Jose's Mexican food, on-field promotion, $1,000, print it or email it to them. Joe, over the course of 2 years, still couldn't master save as. So whenever you'd open it up, it would be like, Jose's, $1,000. Like, what?
Joe's last contract.
Yeah. So you would have to go in and back out all of his stuff, do it save so it saves right, and then do a save as from there. And we had an assistant general manager and then general manager. I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about. And it was his pet peeve. It drove him nuts that Joe would do it. He would bring it up every meeting. He would get on the intercom on the phone and say something. I was like, dude, you need to chill. He's the same one who hosted that stupid fantasy football thing. Well, they didn't work all day and was like telling me to work. And was like, can you order us lunch? I was like, yeah. Hardest of passes. I'm not your personal secretary. I will not be ordering you lunch.
Joe stories right there.
You know, sometimes it's interesting with some distance. You really see a lot of things you didn't see in the moment. Anyways, Heather, did you answer your question?
Bonus Joe stories for fans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm super organized. Like, all my episodes are in chronological order.
Oh, I've been joking.
And your recipes are really organized.
Oh, my recipes are really organized.
Yeah, those have to be because you make so many different things. Like,
right.
You got, like today I found out there's a search on your notes on your Apple phone.
Oh, I love that.
So, because I got 100 notes, and every time I'm on the phone, they're like, give us your EIN number, Mr. Henderson. I'm like, oh, I got to scroll through 100 times. And then my daughter showed me today, oh, don't just hit search and put in EIN number. It'll go right to that note.
She's the one who taught me that, too.
I know.
Yeah.
So search functions are huge in notes.
We really went off topic here. Yeah. Okay, so that's it for that's not it. Heather has more discussion questions.
Okay. Do you guys think Jess was wrong? Did we kind of answer this?
Yeah.
To go into the box?
Oh, for sure it was wrong. That's, black and white.
Yeah, okay, I agree. And then, last but not least, have you ever gotten an inheritance, and how did you spend it?
Well, we both did.
Yeah, we both did.
Yeah. I was married at the time to Joe, and our mom's best friend passed away, and... Is that how we bought
that table and that hutch?
Oh, fun story. So we got some money too. I just don't remember how we spent it. I think we did a down payment on the Acura though, and then paid off some debt. So this person had left her home and the contents to our mom, and before the estate sale, I think get split up between the parties or whatever, we could come in and like pick anything we wanted. And our refrigerator was old, so we got the refrigerator that consequently broke like 6 months later. My parents felt so guilty. We had to go buy a new refrigerator, which is the refrigerator I have today in my house.
It's a refrigerator.
It went from storage to Heather's house to my house.
Yeah.
That's going to break any day now.
I had good times with that thing.
So anyways, we have this really expensive, beautiful wood table. And we had to have Heather and her boyfriend at the time and a bunch of people help us move it. So I ordered some pizzas. And I was trying to manage Caden, who's a toddler, and Heather doesn't, like, do kids. And the pizza. And then someone's like, someone needs to clean under the old refrigerator. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm only one person. Like, this is really hard. So I set the pizza down on the new table. And I said to Heather, oh, my gosh, this is too hot. It could probably damage it. She said, no, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, my gosh, it's fine. Because she's probably worried. I was going to say, can you go clean under the refrigerator? And I walked away, and I came back, and there was a giant heat stain on, like, 2/4 of the table that we were never able to get out. It was beautiful, perfect condition. I still have the hutch. It's right next to us. I didn't keep the table.
It's classic, Heather.
That also reminds me of the time. I guess people might have turned it off by now, but this is such a good Joe story.
Oh.
So then, years later, as everyone knows, Joe and I got divorced, and Joe was moving, so we had a garage sale of anything that was in the house that we lived in that people didn't want anymore. Remember, Joe?
Yep.
And so we put out a dining room. Not that dining room table, because... No, I think we sold that dining room table then. And we have a lot of, like, weird, like, our backyard was really big. So, like, patio furniture and patio furniture sets and stuff. So we put out everything we wanted to sell, and we were almost done. Like, all the stuff was gone. We made so much money. We were going to split it. We were so excited. And Joe comes walking out of the house with this beautiful bench that is in my house right now. And I'm like, what are you doing? I wanted that. He's like, we're low on inventory. We're running out of supplies. And I was like, no, that's the goal of a garage sale. Run out of what you're selling, not to sell stuff you want to keep. And I had to pick it up and walk it back inside. He was so wound up that day.
This is a fabulous episode. People are
if they like Joe stories and not new girls.
You're getting like 4 for a price of 1.
On that note, unless Heather, please.
Can I answer?
I thought you were going to have another question. I was like, no.
So I got that inheritance and I put it right in the bank, but I did pay off some bills. But one time at work, I won a trip to the Caribbean, and we were going to go, and then 9/11 happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yes.
She's told that story before.
Yeah. So, they actually paid for me to go to Lake Arrowhead, which is local.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the price package was $2,000 mm-hmm. to be spent in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So, they said, you can have it. But you have to spend it within a week because the way our billing cycle is, you have to spend it in the days you're in Lake Arrowhead. So I had a hotel room in Lake Arrowhead that I wasn't using.
And we went to Macy's.
Yes.
Yeah. And to dinner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm running around and I had just bought my house. So I'm buying like linens and all this stuff. And it was super fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, I'm going to end the episode. We'll see you guys next week for season 3, episode 6, Keaton. Not one of my favorites, but still fun to discuss. Anyways, have a great week, guys. Visit us on Instagram and tell us if you've ever won an inheritance. Received an inheritance.
We love you guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.